Hi, this is a dictation for patient Mohammed Ibrahim, Mohammad Ibrahim, date of service 4/3/2025, date of birth is 7/6/1984, date of accident is 9/23/2024. Patient presents for a follow-up evaluation today. He reports that he was injured in an automobile accident, where he was rear-ended as a resident driver on 9/23/2024. The impact of the accident caused him various symptoms. He started having pain in the neck, left shoulder, and lower back, with radiation of pain to the both legs posteriorly, which feel numb and sometimes painful. Even the toes are numb. And pain in the lower back initially was 9, neck pain and shoulder pain was 7 to 8. He had a difficult time lifting the arm, and he has headaches without major TBI symptoms. Currently, his headaches are improved. He does have some vision disturbances for which he is planning to go to see an eye doctor. Other than that, the pain in the neck and the lower back is described to be 8 and are constant, and pain shooting down to both the legs posteriorly and anteriorly. And he feels like it is warm, the whole leg, and very weak. He has lost his balance and his motor power is poor, around 4/5. He is able to otherwise be okay, but he cannot drive, which is his job requirement. He has a more weakness of both legs, but left leg is more weaker than the right. He has a hard time putting his foot on the gas pedal. Overall, the pain is around 8, and the ADLs are affected 9. The patient reports around 40% improvement in the symptoms. Kindly review the records for the ADL system review. Additional history, substance abuse, as well as the compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 185/115, pulse is 103, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visits, that is dated 2/18/2025, dictation number is 0308-008. His left shoulder is also injured, and it is moving up to 130 degrees of abduction and forward flexion without pain, and overall the pains do remain to the tune of 7. However, he can drive these days his car on a part-time basis. The diagnosis will remain the same. The plan is to continue the physical therapy at patient request 3 times per week for the neck and the lower back, as traction massage, echotherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie back program. I have discussed the chiropractor treatment with him, acupuncture, massage. I've also discussed with the home treatment where he can treat himself for the home with yoga, meditation, and hot pool, infrared heat, light heat. His disability continues for 5-pound lifting limit, 7 hours sick days. His medications are provided as Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril as 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. SFX, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Ortran, 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Neurontin is provided 600 milligram twice a day for the nerve pain, and lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. I've also placed an order for chiropractic treatment. He believes that will be helpful. And cotton cane